I'm Dan Schwartzman with the NBC Sports Audio Update. Just one game on the NHL playoff schedule tonight as the Colorado Avalanche look to move on to the Western Conference Finals as they host the St. Louis Blues up 3-1. NBC Sports PointsBet has the Avalanche as favorites at -1.5. The Eastern Conference Finals resumes tonight as the Miami Heat are hosting the Boston Celtics with a series tied at 2 games apiece. Miami's hoping that NBA Sixth Man of the Year Tyler Hero will be able to play after sitting out Game 4 with a groin injury, while NBA Defensive Player of the Year Marcus Smart missed Game 4 for Boston with a sprained ankle. NBC Sports PointsBet currently listing the Celtics as 2.5-point road favorites. The All-NBA teams have been announced, with league MVP Nikola Jokic leading the first team along with Giannis Antetokounmpo, Luka Doncic, Jason Tatum, and Devin Booker. The second team is led by Joel Embiid along with Steph Curry, Ja Morant, DeMar DeRozan, and Kevin Durant. 13 games on the Major League Baseball schedule today, with just 2 matchups featuring both teams with 500 or better records, as the New York Mets are at the San Francisco Giants wrapping up their 3-game series, while the San Diego Padres are hosting the Milwaukee Brewers in the final game of their 3-game set. The Colorado Rockies have placed outfielder Chris Bryant on the 10-day injured list with a lower back strain. On the season, Bryant is hitting .278 with no home runs and 4 RBIs in 74 plate appearances. Meanwhile, the Minnesota Twins placing rookie pitcher Joe Ryan on the COVID-19 injured list. The 25-year-old is 5-2 with a 2.28 ERA so far this season. Cleveland.com reports that the Browns and tight end David Njoku are closing in on a long-term contract agreement for between $13 and $14 million per season. The franchise-tagged 25-year-old has not attended voluntary OTAs this week due to looking for a new deal. As Liverpool prepares for Saturday's Champions League final versus Real Madrid, the Reds getting big news as star forward Mohamed Salah says he will be staying at Anfield next season and not looking for a move this summer. At the French Open, another major upset occurs as 4th seed Maria Sakkari loses in straight sets to Karolina Muchova, while 12th seed Emma Raducanu is ousted in 3 sets by Alexandra Sosnovich. Big names advancing to the third round include 15th seed Victoria Azarenka, 24th seeded Angelique Kerber, along with Americans Coco Gauff and Amanda Anisimova. In the men's draw, a few big scares as 3rd seed Alexander Zverev and 6th seeded Carlos Alcaraz both need 5 sets to advance to the third round. Meanwhile, top seed Novak Djokovic, 9th-seeded Felix Auger-Aliassime, 10th-seed Cameron Norrie, and 15th-seed Diego Schwartzman move on to the third round. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Dan Schwartzman.